Okay, everybody. So, Bez Hashem, this week, I'm planning to do a Yonei Pesach the whole week. I'm going to start off with Tzias HaPasei in Mavir Olam Mitzvahs, and that'll lead us into Pesach and different Pesach. So, I think we have enough, like four or five packets for the week that should cover us through the week. Okay. The Torah says, "Ubotzei al shtei kikaros." The Ksiv liktu lecha mishnah. Right. In other words, on Shabbos we take two loaves, lecha mishnah. V'amar Vashi chazinon, Ravkada danoket tarti, ubotzachada. Actually, we can see this gemara inside. If you take a look on page 9, the first word on the line is Ubotzeya. Amar Rav, Shabbos Chayev Odom Livtsoa Al Shtei Kikoros. My time lechem mishnah ksiv. So it says lechem mishnah. That means I'm a vashi chazidin leil Rav Kahana denoki tarti ubotzachada. So Rashi says he saw that Rav Kahana would take two rolls in his hand and he would cut one. Rav Zeira have a botza akula shirusa. And Rav Zeira would be Botza Kula Sherusa, which is a very cryptic statement, what that means. What does it mean, he would Botza Kula Sherusa? So Rashi says, it means Prusa Gedola, Sheyadaylo L'chol Hasuda B'Shabbos. Meaning, when he would cut from the Challah, he would cut one big piece off in the beginning that would suffice for the whole meal. So that's not necessarily contradicting the first thing. Right, the first thing is saying he would take two in his hand and he would cut from one. And the second statement is that but that one he would cut from, he would cut off a big piece. So Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi v'ke mischaze ki Rav Sanusa. You look like you're famished, that you have to cut off such a big piece. Amalei came into Chol Yom Aloka Ovid Hachi. Since normally I don't do this, for Idna Ka Ovid, Lo Mischazi Kurav Sinusa. That since normally I don't do it, and today I am, so it's not Mechzei Kurav Sinusa. That's how Rashi learns. Now, the Rashba learns differently. If you take a look in the Rashba, famous Rashba, on page 10, Rav Zeira Batza Kula Shirusi. Famous Rashi is Al Prusa Gedola, Sheidailo Kudu Suda. Ve'ena mechuber be'enai. Chada de lo hava le lemeimer akula sherusa el abotza kule sherusi. What does it mean akula sherusa? It should just say botza kule sherusi. Akula means it's going on what he was botzeya. Here he's just saying, the way Rashi learns, that he just took a big portion. So just say, he took Kula Shirusi. He took for the whole meal. Akula is going on what he was Botzeya from. So you'll see in a second how the Rashba's Pshat fits in better with this Lashon. Why is that Mechzik Rav Sinusa? It's Ayin Yafa that you're taking a big piece. In other words, that's what it means. It means is that he cut both chalas. Whenever he'd make a motzi of the lechem mishnah, he wouldn't just cut from one chal; he'd cut both chalas. In other words, according to Rashi, everyone's just cutting one chala, and the chiddush of Rav Zeira is that he would make sure to cut a big piece. But he's saying that akul sherusa means that he cut the whole, all the food in front of him. Whereas if there were usually there'd be two chalas, he would cut one second from both of them. So what are you asking? Kula Sherusa means the whole, all the meal, meaning all the pieces of bread. Okay, so Rashi learns again that Kula Sherusa means what? They just cut off a big piece. And the Rashba learns it means that he cut both chalas. Now there's a famous gra. If you look at Shulchan Aruch, so the way the Mechaber brings it down, on page 3, it says, Motzei al shtei kikaros, shleimo, she'ochei shtein biyado. Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Then Beis, it says, you know, there's a discussion, which one do you... Then Beis says, mitzvah... So it's clear from the Mechaber that you only cut one. And the chiddush of the Mechaber is, but it should be a big piece. That's good for the whole meal. And that's how we learn. But the Vilna Gaon on page 3 says, so the way the Mechaber says Botzei al shtei kikaros means you have two kikaros, you hold both of them, and the Mechaber says Botzei atachtona. The Mechaber says you just cut from the bottom one, because it's clear from the Mechaber you only cut one, Botzei atachtona. And then in Beis he quotes you the din, in other words, of Akula Sherusa, which means a big piece. But the Gra says, like the Rashba, the Gra says Ein Magen Avram, bei Ikus und Moshe Kotsu, Rashal, Vashla, Lachtok Shneim, Perish HaRashba, Rav Haigon, Akul Vashay Rusa, the Perish Rashi, Kashi Meod, Mein Mechzik, the Rav Sinusa, Gam Loshan Akul Vashay Rusa Dochok. And this, Rav Shecht always says, the Minag Agra, to do, and that's how some people do, they cut both chals, Akul Vashay Rusa, both chals, at every, you know, at every meal. So, but it's very interesting. So I always used to thought, the Gra is following the Rashba, etc. You know, but it's interesting that I saw Rav Harfenis in his Sefer. He quotes the Shut HaRashba on page 13. If you look in the Shut HaRashba on page 13. So he tells you, you know, that you have to eat three meals. And then he quotes the Gemara on the second column. First word in the line is Ochlin. Ochlin. Eino tzorach lufzo b'shteyem ki'im ba'achas. V'yish nogim lufzo me'ach tachtom v'lo me'yorona. V'anu nogim lufzo me'elyona. V'rabba d'vatsa kula shirusa. V'yish rab shimon mishum d'lach ha'mishna. Kadarish te afil ha'betziya pishnayim. And even the betziah should be double. So it's not only that you should have two challahs, nor during the week you have one loaf. On Shabbos you have two, you should do two cuttings. Like on Shabbos everything is double. Right, the Tanchuma says. Shneich vasim, mizmor shir, lecha mishnah, zocha v'shomor, everything's double on Shabbos.
You could just cut two pieces.
You cut both rolls. You cut one roll, and cut the other roll. Nir sheminag al zeh l'hadik shtei neiros, and that's the minag of shtei neiros. Kach kosev harasha. Yeah. So then he, at the end, he writes the Dibra Mask, the line that begins Hadeus, v'atov anochon lasos k'rav huna. So it's interesting. I always think, you know, they say that he's following the Rashba Shita, the Gra, the Rashba Shita. But it's interesting. At the end of the day, the Rashba didn't do that. In other words, the Rashba himself says, because when the Rashba is before, he says you can do either way, and he's only explaining that one line in the Gemara. But who says we paskin like that one line in the Gemara? Maybe we paskin. Nokitarti botzachada. So he says, "Tova nochon lasos kirafuna the nokitarti botzachada." Perish the nokat zecher lechem mishno botzachada zecher sheecha lebo bayom hashenim skaim lemachar v'lohi v'shrim lohaisa. So he says, "Hatova nochon lasos kirafuna." So it's interesting that, you know, the Gros quoting the Rashba, they say the Rashba, but the Rashba himself says, yeah, that's the opinion of Rav Zeira, but in the end of the day, the better way to do it is to do it like Rav Huna. And what's the Maila of doing it like Rav Huna? Because it's a Zecher Lecha Mishnah, because in the Lecha Mishnah, they got two. On Friday, they got two. And they would leave over one for the morning. So they would cut one now and leave the other one. So if you only cut from one and use the other one the next day, that's more a zecher to the month. That achad lebo bayom, hashem skayim lemachav, lo hivish, v'rima lo haisabo. So we, you know, can't rely on miracles. So we have to put it in a plastic bag if you don't want it to hivish, v'rima lo haisabo. But it's interesting that the Rashba himself, and that's what I believe I quote from Harfenis. Let's see if I have it here in the packet. Yeah, on page 16, Harfenis writes, if No. Is this the piece? Maybe this is not the right piece in Rav Harfner's. I don't know, maybe I didn't even Xerox that. Did I? Okay, but even if I don't have it here, that's what he points out, that the Rashi himself does it that way. So Medina de Shulchan Aruch, you only both say a one. Now the only question is, which one should you do? Should you do the top one, should you do the bottom one? Yeah, Corey?
It's also the device, but I don't think it's like it's just one day. Why do we use the car as well?
They didn't get an extra during the day. Right. I guess there was like a zeicha just means to remind us, so we reminded again during the day that what happened on Friday. It's not like the Rosh Hashanah should sound like we're reenacting Skilu. Like we got two on Friday, so we should really only buy two challahs and then have one at night and leave the other one over. My mom's like reenacting what happened. So halacha is not. So that's an extra thing. Maybe why, you know, that opinion in the Gemara says the only batzachada.
We should never cut two.
What?
We should never cut two.
Friday night, cut one. I mean, if you need more, then don't let the people starve. You can give them more, then you'll have more. But he's saying that, in other words, the way the grow is that you always cut right away too. Whether you're going to need it, you might have two big challahs, so there's enough to feed everybody from one of the challahs. So why cut the other? So he says, no, that's batsa kula shirusa. Right. And the Rashba himself says to go like the other sheep. The Groh, that's how the Groh holds.
Right.
Because the Groh didn't follow the Rashba totally. The Groh fell and followed the Rashba's Pshat in the Gemara and then decided to pass it like that Pshat in the Gemara.
I think you said over here just now that you double it just like the Nero, so that's why I guess we cut from two halas to double the whatever the other. Why wouldn't he hold that the Prusa is already doubling that you need to cut even two? Cutting a much bigger portion already doubling it.
Well, you have two challahs, so Rashi learns it means you cut off a big piece.
Yeah.
The way the Rashba learns is you cut them both up. To learn the Indian. We're not up to date yet.
Second is, when you put Rashba sheet that you wrote here, you fulfill Rashi also. Like, I see people who do both. Cut a big piece and they cut everything else.
Well, the Rashba said, Dafki, you shouldn't do both.
You know what I'm saying?
The Rashba and the Tshuva.
What the Rashba does, but in the Pshat and the Rabbi Zeiru.
Not necessarily. No, not necessarily.
Not necessarily.
I mean, it depends. Like the Rashba had to pay the Dafka to do one challah, not to do two challahs. But that's how he learned Pshat in the Gemara. That's not just what he did in his own. He's explaining Pshat in the Gemara in the truth. Dafka to do one, so you leave over. He says. Yeah. Yeah.
Follow Rashba's Shita in Rabbi Zeiru. Do you fulfill Rashi also or not?
It depends how, if you cut a big piece and then the Kanami. Then maybe you do.
Could you do Rabbi Zeiru
in Rabbi
Noah? Meaning, could you, I don't know, cut up the whole one
pile? I don't know.
The
Yeah, okay. Okay, so now let's see what's this inyan of cutting the. Which one do you cut? you cut the top or you cut the bottom. So if you take a look, let's take a look at the Taz on page 4. Says the Taz, Butzeh Tachton, Kosov Mori Vachami, that's the Bach, his father in law. Vani Talmud, Shayavrol Din HaTalmud, the Eimavir and Elamitzvus. Because there's a halach of Eimavir and Elamitzvus, that if it's a mitzvah in front of you, you can't bypass it and do another one. Right? So here, if you have two challahs, one on top of the other, and you're going to cut the bottom one, that means you're bypassing the top one, but the top one is on top. So the Taz has a question, what about Ein Mavir and Ala Mitzvahs? Taz HaKaz of Rabbeinu, Rabbi Mazim Sim Tov Ayin Gimel, Ketz Yassi and Yassin Ben Shtei HaShleimus, Umi Tam Shalo Yavur Ala Mitzvahs. We'll see what that is. So he thinks that really you should make on the Elyon. You should cut the top one. In other words, it seems that Kabbalah is to do the bottom one, and Al Pi Nigla should be the top one. So he says he has a way to move. That was not to, like if you have two of them, so instead of having your two one on one, put the tachtona closer to you. So even though it's the tachtona, it's closer, so then that's not called a mavir. That was the Taz's solution. Now look at the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says on page 4, I didn't bracket it. Atachtor Bach, Kosov Lutzo El Alyona, Kashanoguha, Skani Mishanu Kalmonios, Dei Mavir Melamitzvos. Right, that's the Bach. Rashalt Lutzo El Shteyim. Shalom, Liner Lachriyam, the Mitchila. So again, the Bach says you should do the top because they mavir al mitzvahs, and some say, and the Rashal said to cut both, like you know the Rashba. So he says I have a middle of the road sheet. Nir la achriya, the bechili anichil lamala b'shas amiras vayichulu. When he's saying kiddush, you put one chal on top of the other. So what is he saying? How do you understand? Meaning why?
No matter what you're putting it, before you say a motzi, you're putting it back under. And you're not even putting it like the top.
So which one are you going to be doing?
The top one, which is the bottom.
The top one, which is the bottom one now.
It does solve.
So how does it solve the problem?
Because you touched it first and now it's like it's filled. And once you touch one of them first, I guess you're obliged to do that one. So
right, in other words, so the original one was the top. So that, so and then you...
Once you say a motzi,
In other words, that was the one on top. So you dealt with that first. And then, when you made it to make a motzi, you'll put it on the bottom, but that's not called Eimavir, because you dealt with that first. That's what Yisrael is saying. So there's something Alpi Kabbalah to do the bottom one. And Alpi Nigla should be the top one, because Eimavir and Lemitzis. So have the top one, and keep that during Kiddush, and then switch it for Hamotzi, and this way you get both. That's the Magen Avraham. And the Taz's Eitzah was to do the, not to do this flip flop, but to do the bottom one and just move it close. Okay. So this is the whole year round. Now, why we're doing this today is, let's see how it fits into the Pesach. On page 5. Says the Torah. Yikach ham, okay. So now let's see how you do it on the page. He says, Yikach hamatzah and sois, v'yitzen el shnayim. Right, we all know yachatz, right? So yachatz is the middle matzah. So the big question is, why is yachatz the middle matzah? L'chora yachatz should be the top matzah. So we know that the minig is yachatz is the middle matzah. He says, you take the middle matzah and you cut it in half. And right. So the question is, how does this shtim, we'll have to see with the regular dinim of Eim Avir and Mala Mitzvahs. If you Eim Avir and Mala Mitzvahs, you should do the top one. You should both say it. Right. You got a matzah and soy is you're seven and a shnai, meeting Chetzi and Lechem and I'm assuming it's from Lafrikovin. So basically, okay, so that we're not answering right now, but basically whatever you do with the middle one, you put it back in the middle, you don't leave it on top. In other words, you're taking out the middle one, you're breaking it in half. Now what you could have done is now put the prusa on top. So he says, no, put it back in the middle. Because this way, you're going to make two brachas. What are you going to make? Hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz and al achilas matzah. And hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz is going on what? The top. And al achilas matzah is darka shaloni beprusa is going on the middle. So this way, it's not a problem of him, because you can't make two brachas on one matzah. That'll be a problem of vein osim mitzvahs chavilus chavilus. So b'meila, you put it back in the middle, and then when you're going to make the motzi, it'll be on the top, and then you'll make alachios matzah, it'll be on the middle, and it won't be a problem of vein mavirim rela mitzvahs. The only question that we'll have to deal with, I think that's in the next packet, is why meikara did we break the middle one and not the top one? According to the tour, you break the middle one, and you keep that in the middle.
That's when you make the bracha.
No, this is at yachatz. You don't make the bracha at yachatz. There's no bracha. This is the beginning of the Seder, when you do yachatz. You have kadesh rachatz, kharpas yachatz. Okay? And then you put half of it away for afikoman, and the other half you put back in the middle. You don't keep it on top. Because you might think, maybe I should put it on top. No. Keep it in the middle, so when you make the two brachas, the first bracha will go on the top, which is a shleima. That's what Talmotzi is going on. And the alachilas matzah and the prusa, because darko shel oni, the prusa is going on the middle one. So it doesn't solve the aim of Yerim originally, but it solves the aim of Yerim in terms of when you're going to make the bracha. Yeah, the first bracha is on the top matzah, so you took care of that, and the second bracha is on the second matzah.
Maybe we're doing that just so we don't get confused and
eat
the wrong matzah
for the wrong matzah. Okay, maybe, but... And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch on page 7. It says, Notel Yodav L'Tzorach Tibul Rishon, Now, the shalom we didn't see inside, you can just take a quick look. It's interesting, the Lama Tess, he quotes the whole discussion of Rashi and the Rashba, of Batsa Kula Sherusa. And he says that the Rambam follows Rashi. And then the Chuvas and Rashba, we did already. Okay. Now, if you look in the Aruch HaShulchan on page 14, he quotes this whole discussion. Look in Siv Gimel. Marshal Nohag Balaila Liftsoa Echad Uviyom Shneki Karas. So what is he saying the Marshal used to do? At night he would one and in the day he would do two. Because Kovid Yom is odd to be Kovid Laila. Atayish Habi Bedakli Medina's Litav Raisin is Amut, Shonogazeb Kamadoros Alpi Hagro Liftso, and then many people in Litta, follow the Minhag Agroah, tell Lefshnos Taim Chol Suda, to do two at each meal. It didn't mean to cut both at each meal. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, "Veini Mevin Zen." And he that pays Rav Zera can go and VaHarashba, because Mokam HaRavashi Rav Kana Losfiula came. It was. It's good that that's shot in Rabbi Zera, but. That's only Rabbi Zera's Shita. That's, you know, when the Gemara says later on, it says that, it quotes Ravashi, Amar Ravashi, because he Rav Kahana, the right, so Ravashi is quoting Rav Kahana. So Ravashi and Rav Kahana are holding differently. Vehema Basrai, and they were later. And we know the halacha is kibasrai, that when you have different amoraim arguing, so we usually the paskin like the late amoraim, which we assume that they saw everything that the earlier ones saw, and still they disagree. So Ravashi is the end. He was Masada the Gemara, so we should follow him. And Gam Ravashi Rabkana in Cholkim Rav Zeir El Sviyol Eid Gam Be'echad Yotzav Rav Zeir Sviyol Davka B'Shnayim. In other words, Rav Zeir says Davka, according to the Rashi's interpretation, Rav Zeir, you need Davka Shnayim. And they're saying not that you need Davka Shnayim, but one is also good. In other words, if you want to say, in other words, maybe the pshat is that the Vilna Gaon is learning is that Rav Zeira is saying one, but oh, in other words, you don't have to do two, because everyone agrees two is good. The question is, do you have to do two? That's maybe why the grow up passed in that way, that everyone agreed that two is better. The Rav Zeira, but the Rav Kahn is just saying you don't have to do two. But the Aruch HaShulchan says no. The Pashup Shan is Dafka do one and don't do two. That they're arguing. So if they're arguing, then you should follow Rav Ashi over. Liktu means plural. But that will also Rav Kahana mitzvah ben mufchar. Thought you have mechilta on marriage to Cain also of Hosein about Midbar. Cain the deed sorkin godel b'ze. He says, yeah. And then he writes, Mekubolim nogu b'yud beis chalos. Right, because the lechem upon him. So that Rav Shecht always quotes over that because if you hold like the Groa that you have lech, you have two challahs at every meal and you cut it in two, so it means every meal you'll have four pieces. And three meals you'll have, 4 times 3 is 12, you have 12 challahs b'neged the lechem upon it. Because every meal you have two. But that's not so pashut. Chora, pashut shad, the way the Shulchan Aruch paskins is not like this. And the Pashup Shad in the Gemara is not like this. So a lot of people started it because of the Gra. But it's interesting that, you know, it reminds me of a story of the Yester of Chaim Volozhiner. Is his Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, is he like the Ramban? Is he on the level of the Ramban? So he said, no, he's not on the level of the Ramban. Ulaika Harashba. Ulaika Harashba. So Ulaika Harashba, so maybe he can argue with Harashba. He said, no, I think he's. I'll check the. Look up the story again. I think he asked him, he's not like the Ramban. Ulaika Harashba. It's also good. You have lechem mishnah at every meal.
Yeah,
two chalos. So you cut each one into two. If you hold like the.
If you, the verse is to cut everything. It's like everything cut in.
Right, so the way some explain it, like Shechter says over based on this cheshbon, so it's. So that it's four. You take a look, I have a piece I think it made safer in Vayikra, on Parshas Emor, the Lechem Hapanim. You could take a look. No. Then there's another interesting din brought down on page 15. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Habotzeya nosim prusa l'snei kol echad. Because the person who's cutting the challah gives a prusa in front of everyone. Yeah, so I always try to be makban on this. Never to hand the bread to somebody. Because when you're giving out the challah at the table, you don't hand somebody. Because that's minig aveilim, to hand a piece of bread. So you put it in front of him. So that's brought down here in Shulchan Aruch. And Hamotzeya, nosim prusa lefnei kol echad. Ve'echad nosim prusa biyado. Ve'echad notem prusa biyado. Ve'echad Hamotzeya nosim biyad ha'ochel emkein haya ova. Unless it's an ova. And he brings a smach. He says, "Parsa sion yadeha, them is the prusas hamotzi, shenosni biyado b'shas ha'avelis." Yeah. They throw the bread, yeah.
Is there like an Indian? Maybe I'm wondering if it's an Indian, or I get it not
give
by hand, they not
throw it. Yeah, right. It's fine, and they throw the challah. I don't know.
I'm thinking by
that
one that's like a design.
Yeah. And I have to see if there's any. Right? Yeah. What do you say? Any mock of it?
We actually don't throw it.
You don't throw it.
Yeah,
sure.
So
to me it seems, but I didn't fully mayan it to see if they have any. I don't know if you're mocha, but it's not something I don't think you should do. Well, you don't know, you're fine. Oh, so then the Magen Avraham says, "Ubeshabbos paris kedarko." That on Shabbos you don't hand to the Ovel, because the Levushei Sraad explains, "Lo yeha kavelis defarhesim yitelo biyado." So on Shabbos you dafka shouldn't hand it even to an Ovel, because if you're putting it in front of everyone and the Ovel you're handing it to. So it's like Aveilus Mefarhesi. Looks like you're doing Aveilus Mefarhesi. So on Shabbos, you should put it down in front of everybody. One second. Yeah. Yeah, so some of that's okay. But a lot of people don't own makpid, you know, and they mamish past. So Rav Harfenis here on page 16 wants to try to find the limud chus for people who hand it. You see, he quotes here, if you want to see, the Mishnah Berurah. He quotes the Mishnah Berurah at the end of the first paragraph. Before it says, V'chashavti, right before that, two lines before, it says, Ayei Mishnah Berurah, Sham Sh'osu Lizro Chatichas Hamotzi Ala Shulchan, V'nei Kol Echad V'Echad. So I don't know if they have, some other source. Yeah, so I have to see if there's any source that says it's okay. We still, it comes from this thing that they didn't want to hand it, and to go around and put it in front of everybody is not so easy, so it's easy just to. Yeah, so.
What about the time of the.
Why Malim Bakodesh?
Remember, we start by the bottom door. We start with the bottom on Shabbos. Saturday morning, Malam Bakodesh, like as it goes on, Malam Bakodesh, and you go to the top of Malam.
What can I tell you?
No, because in that case it's halach against halach.
Yeah, I understand. Then, so if Harfinus wants to say maybe a limit chus, he says v'chashavti, the b'shabbos ain't no know I can pay the zeklal. Fulafia mavur b'magen Avram, m'shabur shabbos ain't litim b'yara avel, luya kaveis b'parhesi. Meili yeshlom d'shuv muto litim chalachad v'echad. The mashav alma makpidim. In other words, basically, why don't we hand bread? Because you only do it to an ovel. So sort of, if you hand the bread direct, you give him like an ayin hara. He isn't like an ovel. You're treating him like an ovel. So it's like an ayin hara for him to become an ovel. Right? But on Shabbos, that you can't do it to the ovel. So maybe you have an option to do it to everybody. Because it's not a... I don't know. It's much more than Magen Avraham, just the opposite. That on Shabbos, you shouldn't even do it to the oval. Here he's saying, well, maybe on Shabbos you can hand to everybody because it's not a...
He's saying, what about the time?
Because on Shabbos, you're not supposed to do it. So therefore, maybe on Shabbos you could do it to everybody and it wouldn't be nearer... The Pashtun from the Magen Avraham is on Shabbos, you don't do it to anybody, you don't do it to the other. He would say, if I care, maybe on Shabbos, you can hand it to everybody. Okay, but the Pashtun from Shabbos, we don't do it. Now, there are a couple of sources. Now, in Shas, so this concept of Eim Avir and Elamitzvus. We have a Gemara in Yuma. Page 17 to the bottom. It says, V'disho mitmecha p'nime kotemus la'adahot v'schamei shneiris. Rav Amakar Yishlokish, Namar Yishlokish, Eim Avir and Elamitzvus. וכי אי להיכו במזבח פוגע ברשע. When you go into the heichal, there's a zara. There's the Heichal, which is called the Kodesh, and then the Kodesh Kodoshim. So he's coming in from the Mizrach to the Maariv, right? The opening. So the Mizbeach, what was there? There was the menorah in the south, and then there was the Mizbeach in the middle, and the what? Shulchan in the north. But the way it was done was that the Mizbeach was in the middle, but it wasn't put like you didn't have the three things, 1, 2, 3, an even line. The Mizbeach was put a little bit further, so this way the Shulchan and the menorah could see each other. Okay. So the Mizbeach. This is all in the Heichal. Heichal is the room.
Oh, sorry. So it's not the table in the middle cannot see each other.
Right. It was if the Mizbeach would be in the middle, then it would block between. Yeah. So Mamela, the first thing when you go into the Heichal, the first thing you bump into is the Mizbeach. So therefore, that's why the. The Ayala Heichal Mizbech Boga Bereshim. The Tanya Shulchan Mitzvah and Moshech Menachosol Shtei Amos umechzer um nor bedarmer beshuchem in a kosher shteyam os umechzer mus mech mamutza v'ol bevemso meishach klapei chutz kima nukba v'ah the grass the kasha why do you have to put it that way v'nukba lehadayu why don't you put it even so the mizbech should be equal parallel to the kevin the chesiv v'esam nor nocha chashulchan b'inu the chazul hadadi. Yeah. I think what it says in the Sfarim that the Shulchan represents money, Parnassa. The Nor is in other words, the Shulchan is the Zvulun, and the Menorah is the Yisachar, is the learning. So they should see each other to show that they both are gaining from each other. No one has to be embarrassed from each other. Yes, the Shulchan is helping him out, but he's also helping out the Shulchan, make his livelihood meaningful by the fact that he's supporting someone to learn. And then the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Shmaya mina b'Reish Lakish, Aburi Dara Atotefta Oser." If you put on the Tzulin Shalrosh, in other words, normally you're going to get your tefillin shel yad first. So if you don't put it on first, that's a problem. So that's what the Gemara says. When the person comes in to the Heichal and to clean off the Mizbeach, he does that before he cleans out the menorah. Because the first thing you reach when you go into the Heichal is the Mizbeach. So therefore, if you go to the menorah first, that means you would pass by the Mizbeach and not do anything. So therefore, no, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to first go to the Mizbeach, because that's what you bump into first. So this is one of the sources of Ein Mavir Melamitzvus. That's this Gemara here.
In this case, we're not
mavir. Right. The halacha is ein mavir mel mitzvah. This is the source.
I thought this would be an exception.
No, this is the source. Okay. Then another source is the Gemara in Megillah Vav Amud Beis on page 19, where it discusses this year that we did. The question of what comes first. Purim, should you do it in Adar Rishon or should you do Purim in Adar Sheni? So the Gemara says that you should do it in Adar Rishon. Because what? Ein mavirin al hamitzvos. So how can we do it in Adar Sheni? Because the Gemara says there's another consideration that mismach gula l'gula adif. That we want Gula's Purim to be next to Gula's Pesach. So therefore, we forego the regular rule of Ein Mavirim Ala Mitzvos. Then, on page 20, we have another. Another application. He says, Shochat Yisrael shechted the korban Pesach. The kibbal hakohen, the kohen had a kli to receive the blood. Nosnu l'chaveru, v'chaveru l'chaveru. So then they pass the receptacle full of blood from one to another, to the other, until it finally gets to the Mizbeach. Umekabel es hamole, umachzir es hareka. In other words, so first they, that was, but you're passing it up, so, but you had a previous one that you put on the Mizbeach, which is now empty, that you already put on. So which do you first get the new one and pass back the old one? Which one do you do first? So the Gemara says that first, so what's the reason for that? Why is that Ema Virumel Mitzvahs? Right. Right, there's no mitzvah of the Rekum. So first you do the mitzvah. So you receive the, instead of first giving back the Rekun, you take the Mole first. That's another application. Here, Gemara says here on page 21. Kam kibel samole machzis arekan, aval ipchalo, mesele de shlokish, dame shlokish, eim avir melamitzis. And then you have another application on Zvachim Nun Aleph on page 22. It says she yored da my time amar kra el yisod mizbach haola she pesach ol moed. Putting the dam on the mizbeach, the rest of the dam you pour into the yisod after you sprinkle them. Ahud the pogum ration. The one you bump into first. Ten yisodim zbeicha shel olo. You have a Gemara's Muslim. We're missing one page here. 1 second. It says. Ezel Makom Shal Zvachim Shirei Adam HaYashov Al Yisod Maravi Shal Mizbech HaChitzon. So that's the after Yizarek the Dam, that's the first Yisod that he bumps into. Because he's coming out of the, in other words, these were the by Parim HaNisrafim. In other words, there were certain korbanos that first you went into the Mizbeach HaPnimi and you put on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, and then the leftovers you were shofech on the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitza. So if you went in, that means you went from east to west inside the from the Azara inside to the Heichel. You put it in then. And then when you're coming out, you're going from west to east. So you're gonna bump into the western part of the Mizbeach HaChitzon, because you're in the west already, inside. When inside, you went from east to west. Now when you're coming outside, so you're going to bump into, and you're going to put the Sheri Adam on the Yisod of the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So which part are you going to bump into first? The western part of it, because that's where you're coming out of the, because you're on the western side. Okay, that's another application. Another application on page 23 is by the Omer. Interesting halacha by the Omer. Mitzvah ha-Omer lahavi min ha-korov. In other words, when you bring you get the barley to bring for the Korban Omer, so you get it from the closest place from Yerushalayim. Lo bikir ha-korov l-Yerushalayim, maybe it's only kolmach. But you don't, in other words, you leave the Yerushalayim to get it, you don't go further. The first place you can get it, that's where you get it. But don't pass it up and go further. If it's not ready, if it wasn't ripe, the stuff that you got from close by, that's a different story.
What if you
really
could get better?
Oh, so that we have to see. In other words, so what do we say in Mavirin if you could do the mitzvah? We'll see. Yeah, 1 second. So if you look here in the Sefer Birkas Refoil, starting on page 24, so he says, so again, he goes back to the original discussion about which one are your botzeya, the top or the bottom, etc. So he said that the Bach says you should do the top, and that's what the Taz says. And Al Pi Kabbalah, you do this. So then we had two ways of trying to stem the halacha with the Kabbalah, right?
You don't do the top. You don't do the Marvim
and
it doesn't say
to do
the top.
Right, the top because of Marvim and Lamitzvahs.
Whereas in Kabbalah it says dot the bottom.
The bottom, right. So he says like this. On page 24, third column, O space. Isabium, Adishan was very happy, Mikonan Hadan Latovus Hamish Neros. My time on Mambai, Gimog, Mir Svara, Loyadana, Rabba Omak, Rishlokish, Omar, Rishlokish, Amavir Mitzvahs. We did a Gram near the Dina Amavir Mitzvahs, Krishna Fun of Stein Mitzvahs. So it was that case in the Gemara, was you had two mitzvahs to do. You had to clean the Mizbeach and you had to clean the menorah. So which do you bump into first? The Mizbeach you bump into first. So then, when you have two mitzvahs, the mitzvah you bump into first, you have to do first. But the question is, what if you have the same mitzvah, like Birkas HaMotzi. So it's not two different mitzvahs. It's, you're making a motzi, so which one should you cut? So who says that the din of Eirim Arvim Ela mitzvahs on the same mitzvah? So he says, well, you see that from the Mishnah in Menachos. Whereas the Mishnah in Menachos, the Gemara explains that Mishnah, that by the Omer you bring what? Min HaKarov. You bring that Min HaKarov. So there, it's what? It's the same mitzvah. So there you see a source. Right. Oh. So if you look, he sold that there are two dinim in Eid Mavir Malamitzis. There's a din daraisa and a din darabon. That the din daraisa is only when it's two mitzvahs. When it's the same mitzvah, there's a din of ein mavir midrabon. Because he says, you look in the Bach, the Bach is the one who says you should do the top. And he quotes the So his lashon is one second. Here, look on page 25, first column, where it says Oz Gimel. The Avinu Leil Divrei Abach Zimin Reishayin Dal Shehikshal Machkos Aves Yosef Shabotzim Al Tachtona. Tani Tova, hechi you over Maldin HaTalmud, Dei Mavir Al Mitzvus. Tani Mitzvah Shemliya over Al Divrei Chachamim. So he wants to say that that's a Din Derabbanan. Divrei Chachamim. And he says, when the case when you shofech the dam on the yisod, so Tosa says, Eim avirin, ala mitzvahs. But Rashi didn't have that girsa. Rashi just said it's a gzeres hakos of Pesach ol moed, and the one in the west is Pesach ol moed, not b'tam Eim avir ala mitzvahs, because over there. So he says very well, because over there it's a question of which part of the Mizbech should you, it's the same mitzvah, should I put it on the west of the Mizbech, on the east, which part I should put it? So there, he says, it's not a shaykh to speak about the din of Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs.
What about the Omer?
One second. Because Eim Avir and Al Mitzvahs doesn't exist. Yet there's still a din daraisa of the din of Pesach Ol Moed. That's another gzeres hakasuf. So by the Omer, that's a din d'rabbanan.
But the Omer is
d'oraisa. The Omer is d'oraisa, but it's a din d'rabbanan that you should do from. Yeah. So he quotes on page 25, on the fourth column. He quotes in the near the Turi Evan, Dei Mavil Mitzvahs Perish Kol Heichli Yesh Tefon of Beis Mitzvahs. He quotes that from the Turi Evan also. Take a look on page 26, first column. He says, Shira b'zeh b'siyat v'shumai v'yor inyan hu. So v'etzem hay klol day mavir al mitzvahs ikar trei dini. Number one, ikar adav ha'nil b'b'chal zeh hechish yishol v'beiz mitzvahs. That's the ikar din, two mitzvahs. And you should do the first one first. And that's the din d'raisa, and that's the din of Reish Lakish. But there's a second halacha. Page 26, first column, first paragraph. He says the first din is the Ikar Hadover, that's learned from Reish Lakish. That's two separate mitzvahs. That's the din d'raisa. And then there's a din d'rabbanon. If you have one mitzvah and you want to know which you should do first, in other words, not two different mitzvahs, but one mitzvah, and you have an opportunity to do it at this stage or at that stage, like by benochas, to bring the barley from here, or to bring it from a further location, or to do Purim and Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni. So all those dinim are not the real din of Reish Lakish. That's like a derabbanan version of it. One second. So then, he continues on. And he says, so the whole discussion by the Motzi is only a Darabanan discussion. In other words, should you do the top, should you do the bottom? It's not the real din of Ein Mavirin. So Bemela, maybe that can explain that if there's, it's only the Darabanan issue, so if there are other Kashbarnos, like by Bitzia, there's an Indian to Papi Kabbalah to do the bottom. So the whole idea of doing the top, mitzad ein mavirin, is only a din drabbanon. So maybe when there's some other shikul that could be docha the drabbanon. If it would be a deraisa, it would be much harder to explain why we would go ahead and. I always would wonder, like someone said, like a lot of times when they pass down the challah, so people like that's their cheretz pass it down, but is that a shail of a mavir? In other words, or should you, if it was put on your plate, shouldn't give it to the other guy? Maybe so you have the mitzvah in front of you, so maybe. No, the question is, do you have to eat it, or could you keep passing it down the line? Do you take that piece of bread and you eat it yourself, or could you pass it down to the guy further down?
Maybe it's not your mitzvah, so you're not passing up. Maybe it's just the person who's cutting the challah.
It's still part of the mitzvah of doing eating the motzi of Shabbos. The point that he's making is that din is only a din drabbanon. So once it's only a din drabbanon, maybe you could say that I'm not saying la halach, I'm just thinking out loud that there could be more of a svara that if you feel that it's not derech eretz or something like that, you know, for you to take passing. So maybe it could be some other shikul that just like that we said by, you know, the sheet of the Mukubalim to do the bottom over the top, even though it would be Eim Avir, which is not the real din of Eim Avir. The real din of Eim Avir is like the case of the Mizbeach and the Menorah. The other case of whether it's which part of the Mizbeach for the Yisod HaMaravi and the Yisod this, that's only the Drabbanim. It's the same mitzvah. So you do it to here or when you bend and turn the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the pastor says you're supposed to have from the one that he made the bracha on. Because that's the Lechem Mishnah. By Kiddush is not the same. By Kiddush, like I'm sure people post can point out, or Rabbi has it a sefer, that all the wine on the table is considered kosher bracha. So as long as you have any wine on the table, that's okay. But for the Lechem Mishnah, I mean, there's a discussion. One could say, but pashtus, that. I mean, there's a discussion about this, but the simple pshat l'chora is that the Lechem Mishnah that he made Hamotzion, that has the din Lechem Mishnah. There is a discussion in the Eishel Avraham of Buchach, well, maybe one day we'll see. But the minig is usually to get from the original person who made the motzi to everybody. But so again, and also at the Seder, we do the middle one. So, the Chora, you know, it could be some reason that the middle, you know, is we do yachatz in the middle, not the top. But again, whatever that cheshbon is, I mean, the Sfarim talk about Keneged Yitzchak, whatever cheshbonos there were, but we're only foregoing a what? A drabon. Because it's all matzah. It's not two separate mitzvahs. Yeah, Enosh? I'm just suggesting that. I'm not here not to be koveya. Just yes.
It's
the old drabanas are drabanas. Okay, so we have to see when. Yeah, but sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. So we have to see what the other factors are for them to say, hey, Mom, Ruben, hey, Mom.
No, so maybe right at the discussing is right.
Okay, but the original, that's what he's saying, the original din of Reish Lakish is by two separate mitzvahs. So that's what I think he quotes from the Shagas Aryeh, that it's a din, that the real din of Eim Avirin is like. You know, when you have two separate mitzvahs, like the menorah and the mizbeach and things like that. So all those other cases, like the, are, and it's only, as he points out, only when Reish Lakish said it in the Raisa. And Reish Lakish's name is only quoted by when it's two mitzvahs. That was a later extension to apply it to Adarishan or Adarsheni, to apply it to the Omer, these other applications of Eim Avir Mitzvahs. Okay. I think it's still too early to. Yeah, so we're going to continue with the next packet on.
Davening
early? That's too early to Davening.